Shula had lessons all day, but Chris came round with her sewing machine.
Did she?
We made very good progress.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jill.
And Shula's delegated all today's lessons to Joanne, so we'll be here right through for final fittings and alterations.
Well, I just hope all your effort will have been worthwhile.
You'll pull it together, Linda.
Do you think so?
Everyone's determined to make it work.
Do you happen to know what the chances are of David attending?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, dear.
I was so busy sewing yesterday. I haven't done anything, I'm afraid.
Well, I just don't know what we're going to do about the slapstick scenes if he can't make it.
Morning!
Oh, here's our dame, the backbone of the production.
Oh. Morning, Mike!
Is Lorna here yet, do you know?
I haven't seen her.
She's been helping me learn my lines.
Yes, I noticed you've been spending a lot of time in the makeup corner.
Oh, she's worked wonders.
Hello, Dad.
Oh.
Good morning, all.
Hello, Brenda.
Morning.
Hello, love.
Ready to shake this panto into shape, are we?
Raring to go.
The urn's on if you want to make yourselves a coffee.
Oh, sounds great. Do you fancy one, love?
Oh, do I?
Come on, then. We can run through our scenes together.
Yeah, good idea.
You see?
Well, if everyone displays that sort of spirit, then yes, perhaps we have a chance.
And here's Shula.
Good morning, Shula.
Oh, hello.
Would you excuse me if I leave the wardrobe department to it for a while?
No, that's fine.
Need to talk to my stage manager. Robert, where is that going?
Alistair and Daniel beat you to it, I see.
Yes, they were half an hour ahead of me.
Is Alistair all right?
Yes. Why?
Well, when I dropped Susan's walk-down costume round to
him. Oh, that's finished now, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's in the car.
He seemed a little, well, not his usual self.
Oh, he'd had a bad day at work.
Had he?
He was a bit moody for a while, but he was up bright and early this morning. If everyone's going to rally round, he doesn't want to let the side down.
Linda's very nervous about this rehearsal.
I'm not surprised. Talk about make or break.
So where is Jack? I've looked all day. I've searched about the town.
He's still in bed, the lazy bones. Now come, my dear, sit down.
And Cal sits on the stool.
No, not you, you silly moo. What do you think you're doing? Get up before... before I tan your hide, and that'll stop your mooing.
Oh, well done, Dad.
Oh, tar.
By George, I think he's got it.
Well, that's more than you can say for Eddie.
Was that Cannon?
Oh, get a better dance out of one of Brookfield's heifers.
Oh. Take it from the fall.
I wanted to talk to you about this fall.
I ain't very happy about it at all.
If we've got the costume on, how are we going to get over again?
Will you just bend your knees and roll?
Oh, they're never going to get it right, and at this rate, we'll be cutting out all the best scenes.
Well, the ones with the cow.
Now, the slapstick scenes.
Oh, yours.
Yeah, thanks to my malingering brother.
David? He's behind you.
Yeah, ha-ha, Mike.
Well, he is. He's behind you.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is.
David!
Whoa! First day with paracetamol, but ready for action.
Oh, brilliant.
Look, everyone, you've seen our onions, but now get a load of tripe.
And then into the mixture, we add 4 dozen eggs.
All right, give me a moment. I've only got 2 legs.
And shocking legs they are, chum. Like bits of string with knots.
Here are the eggs.
No!
Eggs, break.
Oh, bother.
Now look what you've done, you clot.
They're doing well.
Oh, it's much better now with the giant props.
There's one that hasn't broken. Do you think that's enough?
To feed a hungry giant? I've never heard such stuff. Give me that egg.
This egg?
That egg. I know just what to do. You heard the saying, egg on face.
No!
Well, now the yolk's on you.
Oh, Linda's right. They are a natural double act.
You were so good, Dad. When you threw the beans out the window and told Jack there was no food in the house, I felt really sorry for you.
And Fallon looked really unhappy, didn't she?
She should get a big oh with that face.
Yeah, it's getting there all right.
Excuse me.
Oh, Jill. This is a great spread.
Yeah. Is it all right?
There's plenty of food in this house, thank goodness.
Oh, you must have been putting in some hours.
No, I've been so busy with the costumes.
Oh.
Some of the WI rallied round.
Well, it's smashing. Sorry, do you want to get to the table?
I am a bit peckish, yeah, I must admit.
Everyone's working so hard.
Aren't they? How's the building coming on, Mike?
No, it ain't. They've been waiting for a joystick. I don't reckon we're going to see them for a couple of weeks now.
Well, you don't really want them there over Christmas, though, do you?
Well, it wouldn't bother me. I'm off with Roy and Ailey to her mum and dad's Christmas Eve.
Oh, so you're staying in Birmingham, are you?
Well, just for 24 hours. Roy's on an early Boxing Day, so I'll come back with him.
Oh, Christmas night on the building site, then.
Oh, well, can't put upon Neil and Susan no more.
Dad, I've been thinking about that. Why don't you come to ours?
No, I'm all right.
No, I wouldn't be happy thinking of you in all that dust and rubble over Christmas. And if there's no builders to keep an eye on, you might as well stay right through to New Year.
Well,
it would be a lot nicer.
Yeah, we've got a spare bedroom at number one. We might as well use it.
And does Tom think that too?
Yeah, of course. Well, we haven't discussed it, but we'll be fine about it.
Oh, all right then.
Here's the hero of the hour.
Oh. I don't know about that.
Oh, no, you're a trooper.
Oh, no, it's Ruthie should be thanking. She's been a rock this past week. And she's working all day, so I can come and prance about like a lovey.
Come and get some food, David.
Oh, I'm ready for it. I don't mind telling it.
Got your appetite back then?
Mm. When I can't eat, that's when I know it's really serious.
So you're going to take it easy for a few more days?
Well, I'd like to, but you know, jobs are piling up and we've got our beef to deliver, and I said I'd do a few things for the Elms and...
Oh, the homeless shelter?
Yeah, it's for their Christmas dinner.
Just take it gently.
No, I will, ma'am.
Yeah, you don't want to have a relapse.
Is Linda in here?
Oh, yes, Shula.
The dancers are straggling in and Angela Probert's arrived.
Right, time to rehearse the ballet.
As soon as I've had a bite to eat, we'll have the dancers' costume fitting.
There's no rush, Jill. Enjoy your lunch, everyone. You're all doing very well.
Most of us on your own.
Yeah, don't worry, Mum. Listen, I'm not going to overdo it. In fact, you know this drinks thing of Auntie Chris's? Mm.
After the nine lessons and carols?
Yeah, I rang her this morning. I told her happy birthday, but I won't be able to make it tonight.
I'm sure she understood.
Very wise, mate.
Once I get home, I think it's just dinner and bed.
If I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me
and tiptoe through the tulips with me?
I'm waiting.
Oh, that's us, Eddie. Come on. Look left first.
Right.
Now it's left. Never mind. Blend in a circle.
Not too fast.
Get livelier. You should be skipping. Oh.
Oh, no.
Now, whose phone is that? I've said on numerous occasions... I'm so sorry, Phil.
Hello?
Eddie!
Oh, typical.
Switching off. Oh, shit, our William. Oh. No, it's all right, sir. Nothing special.
Nothing special?
No. Well, yeah, fair enough. The farmer where he's staying can't put Dad up because it's Christmas.
Oh,
have you? Oh, that's very nice of you.
Tell him, please.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I better go. Your mum's giving me grief. Yeah, okay, sir. Bye then. So, William's paying to put Dad up in a B&B for a couple of nights. Where is he? I have to tell him. Dad!
Hey, Dad. This is symptomatic of your entire approach to this part, Eddie. You're unfocused, uncommitted.
You should be committed.
Too right.
Everyone here has made a supreme effort today, with one exception.
Now, I don't think you should be too hard on Susan.
I am not talking about Susan. I'm talking about you. Now, I know this wasn't the part you originally wanted.
It wasn't the part I ever wanted.
No, well, not me neither, Eddie. But if we're doing it, we've got to put the work in. Otherwise, we're letting people down.
Yeah, come on. Dave dragged himself out of his sick bed to be here today, didn't he, Dave?
Well, sort of. Yeah. You're letting Clary down. I mean, she's trying to do it proper.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, come on, Eddie.
Pull yourself together. Stop this sort of behaviour.
Dad made it in time, then.
Only by not eating.
Oh, he'll get something at Auntie Chris's do, won't he?
Well, that's what he said. He's had such a busy day with the rehearsal, though.
Playing sounds fine to me.
Hmm. I wonder if Linda's going to get here in time.
And Clary. She loves the nine lessons and carols.
It's like she's the naughty schoolgirl, isn't it? Being kept behind after class.
It's Eddie who's the naughty one. As if Linda doesn't have enough on her plate. Hey, Aunt Robert's daughter's arriving soon.
Not until Christmas Eve, I think. And it's just Capsicum, or whatever her name is.
Coriander.
And her boyfriend, apparently.
Enjoy the service. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Usha. Would you like an order of service?
Thank you.
And you, Shula?
Yes, thank you.
Nice to see you.
And you.
This is always a lovely service.
Yeah, I remember it from last year. I'm looking forward to it.
This is the only Christmas service you'll be going to this year, isn't it, Shula? At St. Stephen's, I mean.
Yes, I'm... we're going up to Alistair's father on Christmas Eve. In Scotland. At Melrose.
Oh, do take one of these.
Thank you.
Although they have to be back for the panto rehearsal on Saturday.
Yeah, I heard Alistair was involved. Would that be strange for you, Shula?
Sorry?
Well, I imagine you usually spend Christmas in Ambridge, don't you?
Well, in the past, usually.
Will it be odd, being away from the church and so on?
Actually, I'm quite looking forward to it.
A change is as good as a rest.
Something like that. Can we go in, Mum? I think they're about to start.
How about you, Usha? Your first Christmas in your new home.
Mum.
You go on in. I'll catch you up.
All right, then. I'll save you a place.
Thank you. I saw Amy in the shop.
Yeah, it's lovely having her back.
And Alan told me that his mother-in-law's coming. His other mother-in-law, I mean.
Yeah, Mabel's arriving tomorrow. I have to collect her from the station.
How long is she here for?
The whole week.
Hmm. Best of luck with that.
Thank you, Jill.
Had to make your own breakfast this morning, then.
Maybe.
Oh, struth. This one's a good size.
Oh, yeah. We've raised some good birds this year.
Any road you did, I saw you.
Did what?
Made your own breakfast.
I can fry a bit of bacon.
Clary wasn't pleased, was she? Missing the 9 lessons and what's it?
Well, my fault Linda's got a bee in her bonnet.
How'd you work that out then, Eddie? You wouldn't have got kept behind if you'd practised your dance more.
When have I had the time? I've been milking for our Edward, doing extra shifts at Brookfield.
If you cares about summit, you find the time.
Oh, give it a rest, Dad. I don't want you going on about this when our William's home.
That ain't till Wednesday.
Well, you can start getting in practice now. It's going to be great, though, isn't it, eh? Georgie in the eighth Christmas morning.
And then my trip to Gloucester Christmas night. Yep. What's the vicar doing here, eh?
Maybe he's come to bless the turkeys.
Morning, Reverend.
Hey, do.
Are these birds in ready yet?
Sorry, we're taking them up to the house to dress them.
Oh, no, sure, I can see they've still got their heads on. No, I was on my way to a nativity at Loxley Barrett and I saw you, so I thought I'd save you a trip later. With the two turkeys for the elms.
Oh, yeah.
There's no need to bring them to the vicarage, because David's borrowing a wagon and he's doing the rounds of all the donors.
Yeah, we know, Alan.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we saw him at the panto rehearsal yesterday.
Oh, right. Well, how did that go?
Oh, pretty good. All except
yeah,
for the
great
cow.
Smashing couldn't be better. Don't let us keep you.
Busy time of year for the clergy, eh?
Yeah, I should say so, Joe. Straight after this service, it's carols and communion at the Laurels. Then I'm off to Edgeley. I've eaten so many mince pies over the last few days, it's a wonder my leathers are still fit. Usha's even had to take the day off to collect Mabel from the station. I'll see you.
Well, that'll be interesting to see.
What do you mean?
Well, that Mabel Thompson, she boycotted the wedding, didn't she, eh? Reckon there'll be some sparks flying at Hollerton Junction, and I don't mean from a steam train.
Why did the board say it was on time when it's 7 minutes late?
Trains are always late, aren't they? Unless you're late, then they're always on time.
Sorry, what were you saying, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was so scary. Obviously, the qualified midwife took over straight away. You've hardly any time to get the baby out.
Gosh.
Because of oxygen starvation. So I just, you know, did my best to reassure the mother. Then Rebecca decided to push the emergency button and it's like this incredibly loud noise and suddenly the room's full of people.
Oh, is that... No.
It's the first shoulder dystocia I've been involved in. It's pretty traumatic. For the staff as well as the parents. Oh, there she is. Gran! Sorry, perhaps you didn't want to hear about obstetric emergencies.
No, it's interesting.
Hiya, Gran.
Oh, Amy, it's so good to see you. Let me look at you. Are you even taller?
No.
Well, it must be me getting shorter then. Hello, Usha.
Hi, Mabel. Did you have a good trip?
Quite satisfactory, thank you.
Is it just these two bags?
That's right. You can take that one, Amy. But you're not to peek in it.
Ooh. Shall I take your case?
Thank you, dear.
Alan's sorry he couldn't be here to pick you up himself, Mabel.
Yes, he explained that.
He's so busy right now. Well, he's always busy, of course, but at the moment it's frantic. I mean, there's so much extra that he has to fit in. I worry about him sometimes.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I wish he would take things easier.
Well, it's an important time of year for Christians.
Yeah, I know it is. I was just thinking about Alan.
And it's good to hear that you worry about him.
Did you know I'm coming back to see in the new year, Gran?
Are you, sweetheart?
Mm. Dad's taking me back on Saturday because I've got to work for a few days, but students still get the bank holidays off.
Well, you must be pleased about that.
Yeah, I am.
Is this your car, Usha?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's get your case in.
No, careful. It's so heavy.
Jamie couldn't come down yesterday, Graham. You'd have loved the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols.
Well, I couldn't miss our carols by candlelight.
The church looked beautiful, didn't it, Usha?
Oh, yes, and I thought the choir did well too, seeing as they're not regulars.
You went to the service, did you, Usha?
Yes.
And you enjoyed it?
Very much.
Good. I'm pleased to hear that.
Another happy customer?
Who was that?
Pat Fletcher. And there were some cards on the mat too.
Oh, that'll be the time of year.
Where did I put their cheque?
Just stuck it in the book.
Right, sure.
Hey. Someone up Grange Spinney wanted to pay my credit card.
Well, what do you say? That'll do nicely.
Oh, said he was stretching a point, except in checks.
That's your cover.
Oh, I could murder one. Make one for claret while you're at it.
Oh,
we're just taking a couple of dressed birds out to the link too.
Oh,
you want to get a couple more from the back?
So, are you going to do what she says, sir?
What?
You going to practice your cow dancing tonight after we finish this one?
Can't.
Eddie.
I'm meeting Baggy and Fat Paul for a Christmas drink.
Oh, that's different from a normal drink, is it?
At the Goat and Night game.
Then the Snell will be expecting an improvement by tomorrow.
Oh, she can expect what she wants. After a day of pulling the guts out of 6 dozen turkeys, I'm entitled to a drink with me mates.
Are you sure cheese is okay, Mabel? We've got some of Alan's cold chicken in the fridge.
Oh, really, Usha? Cheese is fine.
All right.
Usha's running a marathon soon.
Yeah, so Alan told me. That's impressive.
Well, it's not until March, so I'm still building up.
You ran 14 miles last week, didn't you?
14 miles? Really?
Just about finished me off.
Nonetheless, you must be very determined. 14 miles. Well, well.
Oh. Ah, Alan.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hiya, Dad.
Oh, hello, Mabel. How are you?
I'm very well. Merry Christmas.
And to you. I'm so sorry I couldn't pick you up.
Not at all. You have your parish duties to attend to. Amy and Usha's been looking after me.
Good. Good. And I'm sorry about all these boxes of food cluttering the place up. It's just temporary. They're for the Elms, the homeless shelter.
I remember.
Yeah. Someone's collecting them later today.
You still planning to help out with their Christmas dinner?
Oh, yes. Bit of a seasonal fixture, that. And Usha and Amy, of course. All of us.
Well, I'll go to the service at the Baptist Church in Hollerton, like last year.
Oh, fine.
And then Amy and I will cook the meal for the evening. If that's all right with you, Usha.
Yes, of course.
It's a bit of a tradition, too.
No, really, that's... absolutely.
And it's a great feast. West Indian and vegetarian. I'm looking forward to it already.
He's a good boy, really.
Alf?
Oh, well, I know he's made a few mistakes.
Yeah, robbing off his own family for
water. But you can't turn your back on your kin. I don't know how much longer I got.
Don't say that, Dad.
So I don't mind telling you, I'm really looking forward to seeing him again. Oh, it's one from Cousin Ralph. Yeah. All the way from Scotland.
Yeah, they've got post boxes up there too. Yeah.
Wonder what this B&B is like William's booked me into.
Oh, he'll have picked a nice one. You can rely on William.
Oh, years since I stayed in the B&B. Hey, you remember that time I won that weekend at Grey Gables? Oh, it must be 20 years ago.
Oh, and the race. That was before I worked for the Blantyre place.
Was it?
Yeah. Must be, 30 years if it was a day.
Oh, well, I never.
Don't go expecting Grey Gables, Dad.
Oh, no, of course not. Still, Two nights in a B&B. It'll make a nice change. Ah, from Rosie, look. And she's put some money in it for the boys, like usual.
Good old Rosie.
That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Families.
So, if you haven't had too many carols already, I was wondering if you'd like to come to the service in Darrington this
evening.
That
would be very nice. So, when does it... It change up.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Usha's been a real new broom, haven't you, love?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, really shaking the place up. It badly needed a bit of redecorating, Mabel.
Well, where's your sideboard? That was a wedding present to you and Catherine.
Yes.
From Uncle Hector and Auntie Winifred.
Yeah, well, yeah, the trouble was that we had two houses full of furniture, and obviously Usha wanted to bring some of her things here.
Some.
And we had to combine what we had.
This is your three-piece suite, then, Usha?
Well, it's ours now.
And this shelf unit thing?
Oh, that's very practical. My coffee table's still here.
So you moved your other things to Blossom Cottage, did you?
Blossom Hill Cottage?
No. Well, yes. For a while.
We didn't have any luck renting it out furnished.
And the market for second-hand furniture is... well, in the end, it went to a very good cause.
You gave it to charity?
Yes.
All of it?
Well, only the things we'd moved up to Usha's.
Including Catherine's sideboard.
Well, we really didn't have anywhere for it, Mabel.
Coffee. Oh, won't you sit down?
Yes, of course. Mabel, it's... Go on, it's a very, very comfortable sofa.
Thank you.
Lovely. Coffee, just what we need.
There you are.
Amy.
Yeah?
I've been thinking. You know you've got to get back to Manchester on Saturday.
Yeah.
Why don't I drive you?
Oh, I don't mind.
No, you're so busy.
Well, not so much after Christmas.
No, really.
Well, if you're sure.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do it.
Cheers, David.
Oh, I reckon we can congratulate ourselves.
What for?
Buying in the right number of poults this year. With them two turkeys for the Elms, it's a sellout, isn't it?
That's right.
No repeat of last year. No raffles and that.
Oh, don't remind me. Don't want to go through all that again.
Nor did Shuler Archer.
Hebden Lloyd, Dad.
How many did she end up with?
Four.
Oh, blimey. I bet young Dan will never look another turkey in the face, eh?
Right, let's get shot of this then.
Hello.
Oh, out there, Usha.
Afternoon.
What on earth is that?
Well, you must have seen a dustbin before.
Inside it.
Oh, that turkey guts.
Yeah, and heads and feet and that. The stuff folk don't eat.
Oh, if I wasn't already a vegetarian, that would be enough to make me one.
Yeah, well, there should be a lid on it, but it's gone missing.
So I'm taking it up to our field to bury him.
Oh, well, that makes me feel much better.
Yes, a bit late to be out running, isn't it? It's nearly dark.
Ah, oh, I just had to get out of the house. I mean, I didn't want to fall behind with my training programme.
Well, you see, Eddie, that's the way to get results. You've got to put in the effort, like with the panto.
All right, Dad.
How's it all going?
Oh, big day tomorrow. The cow costume arrives.
Right.
That'll sort the sheep from the goats.
What do you call that thing?
What thing?
That you hold the shoe with.
A Pritchard.
There was an Amelia Pritchard at St. Mark's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was a complete cow.
Come on.
Well, I don't know how you can see the foot with all that smoke.
It helps when there's a breeze.
Her dad's gone bust. Amelia's.
Uh-huh. Bit low in the heel.
He was in advertising or something.
Was he?
Well, I wish I didn't have to do this thing with my parents on Christmas Day.
Big fancy lunch at Grey Gables. Do you want to swap?
No. I mean, I want to be with you.
Well, I'll be with my family. Couldn't change that even if I wanted to.
No.
How many is it going to be?
Oh, I've lost count. All of us. Oh, well, not Debbie or Kate, obviously. And not Ian, because he'll be cooking. The Bridge Farm mob.
Tom and Brenda?
Yep.
Lucky beggars. And your gran's paying for everyone.
Gran and Jack. I think she just thought it was easier. Oh, and Auntie Lillian's coming. Matt, unfortunately.
What time do you reckon I should pick you up?
I don't know. It's five courses.
Bummer.
So, 3:30.
Okay. A few reckon you'll be done by then?
Oh, God, yes. And then what are we going to do?
I've got a few ideas.
Hi, Alistair.
Oh, afternoon.
Alistair, I'm glad I've seen you.
What is it?
Slide that bucket over, Alice.
Oh, slave driver.
I'm going to change that wedge on Artemis today. Move down to a medium, I thought.
Yeah, that's probably right. Whatever you think, Chris.
All ready for tonight?
Yeah, your tech run.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Won't be for lack of effort. Hello, old boy.
What time should it finish?
No idea.
I thought I'd treat Chris to a post-rehearsal pint.
Did you?
If you think you'll want one.
No question of that.
Are you off on a call?
No, I've just got to see someone. In fact, I better get on. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.
Looks like he hasn't bought Sheila's present yet.
That's because he's a man. No man buys a present until Christmas Eve.
You bought my present.
Who says?
You've got it weeks ago.
No, I just said it was a special present. It might have been for my mum.
Chris, tell me you aren't leaving my present till the last minute.
I'm a man. What can I say?
Well, you better not, that's all.
You were lucky to get me.
Yes, Morris, you said.
Don't normally make sausages on a Tuesday. Mondays and Thursdays, I'm here most weeks.
I thought so.
Only brought it forward because of Christmas.
Of course.
I'd rather have kept it as normal, but Tom didn't seem too keen.
What, work on Christmas Day?
Not my favourite time of the year.
No, well...
When you're on your own, it isn't much fun.
So, what will you do, Morris?
I won't be having a turkey, that's for sure. Probably cook myself a bit of liver and get on with me book.
Oh. What are you reading?
Moby Dick.
Right.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Alistair?
Well, I won't be able to get to the meeting tonight. Will you be going?
Sure, I'll be there.
Last meeting before Christmas. It's a tough time for a lot of people.
Yeah, true enough.
So, I was wondering if you could keep an eye out for Ryan.
Alistair.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
He's not your responsibility.
I know that, but he has been turning to me. If I could be there tonight, I would, but I just can't get out of it. He knows I'm going away.
Hmm.
And if he needs to talk one-to-one, maybe you could offer him the chance.
I'll pass on the message if he turns up at all.
Oh, sure, of course. I know he might not be there. I hope he is, though. And if he needs to talk, I'd be much happier knowing you were there for him.
All right, then.
Thanks, Morris.
But you can't live his life for him. You've got to get on with your own.
I know.
You should forget about Ryan and have a good Christmas.
First things first.
How do you mean?
It's my wedding anniversary tomorrow, and tonight we've got to get through the technical run of this blessed panto.
Eddie! Well, I've got to put my hand somewhere.
Not there!
Oh, it's all right for you. At least you can see.
You don't need to see to know what you're grabbing. Get off! Oh,
these udders are on too tight.
OK, Daniel, clear into the wings now.
Alistair, the cottage door's open.
What? Oh, thanks, Chris. All ready, then.
I can't breathe properly.
Eddie!
Curtain! Ready, you two?
Just never mind your udders.
Music! Where's Daisy's entrance music?
Yeah, we're meant to dance on to it.
It's playing.
I can't hear anything.
The CD's playing.
Oh, let's have a look. Shouldn't this fader be...
Whoa! On you go, you two. Oh,
come on, Eddie. Showtime.
You must be mad.
No, Alistair, we can still see you.
I can't get the leverage if I'm any further down the handles.
Oh. Hi, Linda. How's it going? You nearly finished.
What?
Almost done.
Oh, almost done?
Just give me a moment.
Haven't even finished Act One yet.
Oh.
You know, Alice, on Sunday, I actually allowed myself a soupçon of hope, despite principal boys resigning to spend more time with their skis and a biblical plague of influenza decimating my remaining cast. I thought we might still have a show, but no.
Hasn't it gone well tonight?
Nothing has gone well tonight. beanstalks suffer from arrested development. Kitchen table couldn't be brought on stage without dismantling the set.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to try it this way.
Daniel nearly decapitated Fallon with a talking harp, and now Alistair seems completely incapable of managing the hands.
Well, I'm not surprised. They're huge.
That'll be because they're giant's hands, Alice.
Damn things. Why did I have to make them so big?
Can I help?
No, I don't think you can, Chris. Haven't you got to play in the harp music?
Yeah, I suppose.
Alistair, we really do have to get on.
Oh, no, give me one of those.
Eddie, what you doing?
What?
Oh, there's no way you can handle both of those yourself, Alistair. Give it here. It's a two-handed job, look.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, like a pitchfork.
Oh, but what about getting back into the cow costume?
Well, it's not for ages.
It takes ages to get it on.
It'll be fine.
Ready, Linda?
At last.
Let's save my bacon, Eddie. Thanks.
Oh, that's okay. I can see you needed a big hand. Get it? Big hand.
Well done, Fallon!
Right, that's it, Daniel. Detach the harp. Be ready to give it to Fallon. Eddie? Can you give me a hand with this?
No problem.
Eddie, we're in the next scene.
Ready for the blackout. And cut the footsteps, Chris.
Got it.
Very good. That's more like it.
All right, let's get this on stage.
Okay.
You ain't even got your udders on yet.
Quiet, woman. I'm busy.
Don't you woman me.
Brilliant. Could you set this tree?
Yeah, no problem. Where to?
Just to the left of the cottage.
Right you are.
Alistair, I need Eddie.
Just a second, Clary. Let me get the beanstalk up. And while you're there, Eddie, can you get the ladder up behind the beanstalk?
Ladder up?
Your cue's coming up, Clary.
Oh, I know.
And lights up. Where's Daisy?
Here I am.
But there's only half of you. Where's your back end?
I'm busy.
What do you mean you're busy? You're meant to be waiting at the bottom of the beanstalk for your master, Jack.
I'm doing the ladder. Look, we'll need a bit more time for the chain so I can get back in the costume after.
But it's only a quick blackout. It's the climax of the show. The giant chases Jack and the beanstalk is chopped down and you'll have to stop helping Alistair.
Yes.
No.
What?
We've only got through the last few scenes because of Eddie's help. You take him away, the whole thing will fall apart.
But that'll make me a two-legged cow.
What's funny, Christopher?
Nothing, sorry.
Now, are you certain you need Eddie's help, Alistair?
Completely.
And there isn't the time to reset the scene and get back into costume?
No.
Well, there's only one thing for it. I shall have to take over the back end.
Brilliant!
What?
You?
Desperate situations call for desperate measures, Alistair.
Oh, not that desperate! I mean, no offence, Linda, but it's very intimate inside that costume.
I'm prepared for that.
Yeah, you might be, but, well, it were bad enough with Eddie inside.
Yeah.
At least he's my husband. I really don't think I want to do it with no one else.
Even though I am willing to fill the breach.
I just wouldn't feel comfortable.
Right. Very well. In that case, Robert will have to be the front end.
Robert?
Lovely.
Brilliant.
Oh. Well, if you don't need me, I've got some presents
to wrap
the party.
Not so fast, Clary. I know Jill and Shula need some extra help with the costumes.
But, Linda...
Yes?
If Robert's in the cow, who's going to prompt everyone and call the cues and set the small props?
That's not a problem. Christopher.
Yeah?
You can do it.
Gosh, is there anyone here who isn't in the panto?
Sid and Jolie.
Yeah, but they're behind the bar. They don't count. Right, that's your bitter, Alistair.
Thanks. Good of you to get them.
Well, we both had a hard night.
Which one's mine?
They're both the same.
Oh, I need this. Oh. What on earth is Linda thinking? How can I do all Robert's jobs and play in the music and sound effects?
Oh, well, there was no telling about that stage.
Well, I've been thinking about that, Chris.
What?
The music and sound effects. I could do those.
Really?
Yeah, why not? It's only pressing a few buttons.
Oh, Alice, you start. What a girl, eh, Alistair? If
volunteering just like that.
Yeah, very impressive, especially when she's seen the ship she's joining. You'll be serving under Captain Snell, you know.
I don't mind.
Ah, you've all got drinks. Right, offer a lager, is it, love?
Yes, please. Look, no, it's all right, Eddie.
Hey?
By the time you get served, we'll have finished these, won't we?
Yeah, probably.
And they're about to close, so... You might as well get them in.
Oh, all right then. Is that one bitter and two lagers?
Yeah, yes, thank you very much, Eddie. Right. Very kind.
Hey, Brenda, can I get that?
Oh, what a night.
Oh, you're upset.
Well, why would I be upset?
To have lost your part.
Oh, no way, not a bit of it. It were never one of my ambitions to play a pantomime cat. It's been the bane of my life these past few weeks.
Oh, I know how you feel.
No, it's great. I ain't got Eddie's nose up me backside.
Our William's coming home tomorrow.
Things is looking up.
Merry Christmas.
Usha!
Are you here on your own?
No, David and Pip are in the dining room sorting out all the donated food. Diane asked me to make a start on the Sprout Mountain.
Do you want a hand, Ruth?
Well, yeah. Thanks, but aren't you a day early?
Is there another knife?
Drawer, left of sink. You're not helping tomorrow, serving the dinner?
Yes, that's still the plan.
It's a bit above and beyond doing the prep as well, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, I'm running away.
From the vicarage?
Seemed like a good excuse. Preferable to working or shopping on Christmas Eve, anyway.
Is it hard going?
Oh, I can tell Mabel's making an effort. I certainly am, but... Well, there are these undercurrents all the time.
Oh, poor you.
Alan does his best, but he's hardly there at the moment. When he is at home, he just wolfs down a meal and rushes out again, or he's absolutely exhausted and has to go to bed.
So it's really the worst time for Mabel to be here.
Ironically, yes.
Oh, family visits at Christmas are notorious, though, aren't they?
I suppose so.
Goodwill to all men, but not always your in-laws.
Still, it's good for Amy and Mabel to have time together.
Of course it is.
Amy's being wonderful.
Isn't she?
We had a bit of a sticky moment last night. We were sort of running out of ways to entertain Mabel, so Amy suggested she might like to look at our wedding photos.
And Mabel didn't want to?
No, as I say, she's really trying. She said that would be very nice. So Amy got the album and we all sat at the dining table, and of course, the first pictures were of the ceremony in Wolverhampton.
The Hindu one.
And I think Mabel just wasn't expecting that, you know. In her mind, a wedding is...
Church, flowers, confetti...
Exactly. And she couldn't look at them.
Oh, sure.
She made an excuse, said she had a headache and went off to her room. But it was quite clear what was going on. Amy and I just sat there.
Oh, how awful.
And then Amy, she didn't say anything. Just gave me a big hug.
Bet she was upset. Hmm?
We both were. Look, do you want a coffee?
I'll make it.
No, you've been working. I haven't done anything yet. And of course, Mabel's completely taken over the catering for tomorrow.
Here?
Oh, no, she's not coming here, thank goodness. I mean, for the evening meal.
Oh.
It's what she and Amy have done for years, so I shouldn't complain. It's their tradition. But Boxing Day is mine. I'm determined to show her that I can rise to the occasion.
Obviously, it won't be cold meat and bubble and squeak.
Indian buffet. It's all in the freezer ready. Lots of it, courtesy of our designer.
Sounds great.
Oh, I don't think Mabel will have a problem with that.
She likes you, you know. She said as much to me.
Did she?
Hmm.
Oh, I've come here to get away from this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault going on about it. Oh, how's Bert? He said his son was staying. Trevor, is it?
Yeah, and Barbara. They arrived yesterday with a little girl. Well, not so little anymore.
How old is she?
11.
No.
Must be a bit crowded in the bungalow. But they're all having Christmas dinner at the Bull.
Well, I suppose Frieda's cooking it anyway.
Exactly. I wish Frieda was cooking now at Christmas dinner.
Is it just the five of you?
Yeah, Phil and Jill are at Lower Loxley. And we're going over there in the afternoon.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It should be. At least I haven't got to worry about the pudding. That's all done, thanks to the Archer Stir-Up Sunday ritual.
Well, I've never really liked Christmas pudding.
Oh, I do. Christmas pudding cream. Oh, lovely.
Oh,
What is it?
Is this the only fridge?
Oh, you better ask one of the staff. Isn't there any milk?
No, there's plenty of milk. It's just what you said. Are we expecting cream later?
I don't know.
Well, because there's none in here.
Let's see. Oh, you're right.
If David had got some, he would have put it straight in here on Monday, surely.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be with the stuff he's sorting out now.
But do you think we'd better check?
I do. David, can I ask you something?
Jazza?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
You know the sow that farrowed yesterday?
Like I know my own ma. What about her?
I think there's something wrong.
What sort of wrong?
Her litter. I don't know. They don't look very happy.
Happy enough when I checked on them earlier.
Well, maybe something's changed. Could you take another look?
Have you any plans for Christmas, Hannah?
Yeah. When I'm done here, I'm heading home to Preston.
Well, I've got plans too. And I'd like to get on with them before Boxing Day. Which means finishing up and getting away from here pronto.
Come on, it'll only take a minute.
You're not going to shut up about it until a day, are you?
No.
Right then.
I tried ringing the house, but there was no answer.
No, well, I think Oliver's in the dairy.
And I didn't have his mobile number.
So what's the problem, Ruth?
Well, you know the Elms homeless shelter in Borchester?
Yeah.
We're helping out with their Christmas dinner because they've had some financial trouble.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're having a couple of dad's turkeys, aren't they?
That's right. Well, you know David's been coordinating the food donations. Mm-hmm. And he meant to get some cream from somewhere, but he hasn't been well.
Oh, yeah, I heard. How is he now?
Oh, he's a lot better, thanks, Ed. But because a few other people have got involved, it looks like it's been missed. So they've got no cream to pour on the puddings.
And you're wondering...
if you could spare some from Grange Farm.
Yeah, I get it. Give us a few minutes, I'll have a word with Oliver.
Did you hear what Tom said earlier?
No.
Well, him and his lassie, Brenda, have just moved into a wee place by the green. Fair wee love nest it is. And now she's gone and invited her daddy to stay right through to Hugmoney.
Without asking Tom?
Well, Mike's all right, mind. He's the guy I do the milk round with.
Oh, right.
I reckon he's going to cramp Tom's style big time. Mm. Is this the one?
Yeah.
Let's see. She looks fine to me.
Don't you think they look dull?
They're a sleep hen.
I know, but they just don't look perky.
Perky pigs? Are you winding me up?
No, seriously. Just look at their backbones. They're showing more than they should. I don't think they're getting enough nourishment.
Pass you on stick, will you? Yeah. Come on, madam. Come on, up you get.
So, do you agree?
What's your wish, a minute? Let's take a look at you.
There, see?
Aye.
A rudder.
Right enough.
It's mastitis, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd have spotted it soon enough myself.
I knew there was something.
You were bang on. Well done. Just what we need, though.
How's that?
We'll have to get her inside to give her a shot. Just when I wanted to finish on time.
Why can't we do it here?
In the run. Huh. No chance. No, this flighty beesum. She'd never stay still long enough to inject her.
If we're careful, I reckon we could do it.
You do you?
Yeah.
Okay. If you reckon we can do it, that should be good enough for me. As soon as we finish drawing down, I'll fetch the antibiotic.
Our saviour.
Anyone order some cream?
Ed, that's brilliant.
The manager said to come through.
Yeah, that's fine. Shall I take
them?
Then,
yeah.
You didn't have to bring them yourself. One of us could have picked them up.
No, that's all right. Thought I might get an extra present for Emma while I'm in town.
Oh.
Well, you're a double star then.
Well, it's Oliver you should thank. It is cream.
Well, we will.
Do you want a coffee while you're here?
We have milk and cream.
No, I better not. I've got to get back to Rickyard soon.
Okay, Superwoman, you ready?
Me?
Oh, you're so sure about it. You can do it. There you are. Don't stab yourself now, Hannah.
I won't.
I wouldn't kill you, mind, but you might grow a wee tail.
Okay, then.
You have to do it on a shoulder.
Yes, I know.
Do you?
I did it lots at the old place. Stick some nuts in the trough, will you, Jazza?
What?
Give us something to eat.
Yes, boss. Right away.
it, girl. Bit of dinner for you. Lovely, isn't it? Now, you stay there. That's right, and I'll just...
Well!
Didn't feel a thing. And neither did she.
I'm jiggered. I thought you'd be chasing a run and run that run, and likely end up your arse in the mud.
You just have to take it gently.
I've got to say, Hannah, you're a natural with pigs.
Thank you.
And I mean that as a compliment.
I know. I can't think of a better one.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. Hey, see, what's he putting in his stockings?
Presents.
That's right, Georgie. There's blue ones and green ones.
And red ones.
And red ones, yeah. And he filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. Here, let's turn the page in. There he is, he's on the roof, you see?
And Rudolph.
Yeah, and all the other reindeers.
Prancer.
Yeah, and Dasher. And that?
Next bit.
Okay, fella, just about to. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain, ere he drove out of sight, happy Christmas to all,
and to all
a good night. That's it, well done. All right, yeah, keep your hair on. Well, we know who that is, don't we, Georgie?
Say Nick.
No, it's Daddy, right on time. Remember, he's going to take you over to Keeper's Cottage tonight so you wake up there on Christmas morning. All right? You all right?
Is he ready, then?
Merry Christmas to you, too.
It's not a social call, Ed. I've come to take my son for our Christmas together.
Yeah, all right, I know why you're here. He just needs his coat.
Hello, George.
Daddy!
Oh, come here. Oh, how are you, mate?
Let's get your coat on then, Georgie.
I'll do it.
Whatever.
Give me your arm, son. You better get Emma so she can say goodbye to him.
Oh, she's not here.
What?
Well, she's at her mum and dad's. She's already said bye-bye to you, didn't she, George?
Yep.
Oh. All right, then.
Yeah, that's where I'm going now.
Ambridge View?
Yeah.
Very cosy. Right. Georgie, you know where we're going now.
Grandma and Grandpa.
That's right. And in the morning, it'll be Christmas Day.
Yay!
We're going to have the best Christmas ever.
Jack. Jack. Time to wake up. Here's your tea. Drink it while it's hot. And look, there's something else for you.
Oh, what's that, Peggy?
What does it look like?
A present.
That's because it's Christmas.
When?
Today. It's Christmas Day.
Is it?
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And we've got a lovely day planned. We're going to open some presents this morning. And then all the family are coming to lunch at Grey Gables.
And us?
Yes, we're going too. Does that sound nice?
It does. I love Christmas.
Yes, we should have a really
And
nice...
I love you, Peggy.
Oh, Jack, I love you too.
So, what's the digger called again?
Scoop.
Scoop's got all dirty digging out the footings. What do you need if you get all dirty?
A bath.
Yeah, you do, Georgie, but diggers can't have baths.
They can't climb up the stairs, can they? So Scoop needs to go to the car wash.
Are you the car wash man, then?
Yes.
And Bob says, hello, Mr. Car Wash Man. Will you wash Scoop for me?
Ah, what do you reckon? How much money should we charge him?
£20.
£20? Hey, Georgie, you're a chip off the old block. All right, then. Do you want to drive him in?
Didn't you hear the phone, Eddie? I'm cooking here.
Oh,
too busy playing. Where's Joe?
Oh, he's gone upstairs to try on his new shirt.
Hey?
Thought he'd wear it for dinner.
Oh, the big kid couldn't wait.
It's Mildred from Canada.
On the phone.
She ain't flown over special, is she?
Yeah, give it to me, Mum. I'll take it up to her.
Oh, thank you, William.
Grandad? Grandad, it's Mildred on the phone for you.
It was nice of her to ring.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh, that'll mean a lot to Dad. How did you sound?
All right. A bit quiet, maybe, but... Well, that might have been just the line. I hope he's got his shirt on.
Oh, Mildred won't see him.
No, I mean, I hope he ain't distracted so she can concentrate talking to her, like.
I see you couldn't wait either.
Eh?
Wearing your present.
Oh, the necklace. Well, it looks so nice, I thought I'd keep it on.
Oh, let's have a look at you.
It's lovely, Eddie. Really tasteful.
He don't sound so surprised.
But no, no, well, you know.
No, it's okay. Susan helped me choose it.
Oh, well, it's smashing.
You look smashing too.
Not so bad yourself. No, stop that. I've got the gravy to make. Oh, could you finish laying the table? The crackers are on top of the dresser.
Hey, come here first, eh? Happy Christmas, love.
Whew. I don't know why I let you force that liqueur on me, Mum. As if we hadn't eaten and drunk enough.
Well, the men were having one.
Yeah, quite right, Gran. It's equal rights for women. I'm not sure feminists burnt their bras so we could drink Benedictine, Alice.
You sure you didn't want to go with the others? You could probably catch them up by the lake.
No, I'm happy keeping you company.
Oh, I don't think I could move.
And Chris will be here soon. I don't want to miss him.
I still provided the refreshments, you know.
Oh, yes, and we're very grateful.
Even though they didn't want me to take part.
Yes, we did, Jack. Of course we wanted you to.
I said I'd do the modern Major General. Not much singing in that, really. Just talking, isn't it? But I didn't hold it against them. I still provided the refreshments.
Was this the Gilbert and Sullivan evening, Jack?
Never let it be said that Jack Woolley bears a grudge.
When was this?
Oh, years and years back. Oh. A Christmas show.
Best spread they'd ever had.
Was it a good show, Grandad?
What?
The Gilbert and Sullivan.
Jean-Paul did it, you see.
That was the chef before Ian.
Jean-Paul is a wonderful chef, but he's very temporal, you know, flies off the hand thing.
Temperamental?
He was very rude about my Christmas decorations.
Was he?
Nothing vegetarian, though. Jean-Paul doesn't hold with vegetarians. I need the toilet.
I'll go with you.
No, I will, Mum.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, do you remember where it is, Jack?
Of course I do. It'd be a poor show if I didn't know the way around my own hotel. Oh, this is the life.
Yeah. First Christmas we've had a lounge since we left Grange Farm.
First Christmas with the big telly.
And the first Christmas we've had champagne with our dinner. Oh, how lovely, Eddie.
Yeah, all the extra hours I've been putting in.
A shame Joe didn't like it.
More for us. But I reckon I deserve a rest now. Don't want to see another cow for a couple of days, any road.
I wish Joe weren't so set on going to see Alf. He could have a nice Christmas evening here. Go up the Bull tomorrow.
Oh, it's just something he's got to do, love.
Alf's never been no good.
That's the washing up done, isn't it, George?
Yes.
All ready for you to dry, Dad.
Yeah, all right.
Was you helping, Georgie?
Yeah, you kept me company, didn't you? Showed me where the marks were.
Yes.
Anyone want a cup of tea?
Oh, if you're offering.
No, you come in and put your feet up, William. I'll make us all one in a bit.
Oh, OK.
Maybe when Joe's finished his nap.
Yeah, come on, George, cuddle up with me then.
What time do you think you'll be heading back to Gloucester, William?
Eddie, Edward and Emma's got to come for tea first.
I was just asking.
Yeah, after tea sometime. But there's no rush, is there? As long as we get Grandad to the B&B for bedtime.
Oh, a bit earlier than that, love. I think it'll take him a while to settle in.
Yeah, OK, 6:30, 7 maybe.
Oh, is that them?
Yeah, it's Edward's car. Hey, George, that's your mummy and Uncle Ed. Do you think they'll have more presents? Let's see what they've got. Oh.
What?
Where's Emma then?
I'm surprised at Matt going for a walk. He's not really one for exercise, is he?
Oh, I don't think he walks anywhere, except with a golf club in his hand. It was when Lillian said she'd go, wasn't it?
Yes, he's suddenly changed his mind. Mm. Making up for earlier in the week, perhaps.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, you saw how he was at Christine's drinks, too. Lillian said something perfectly harmless and he just bit her head off in front of everyone. I didn't know where to look.
Yes, she was upset.
No wonder they left so quickly afterwards. Put quite a dampener on the evening for me, I can tell you.
He's certainly been very different towards her today. Quite un-Matt-like.
Yes, I thought so. Almost clingy.
Yes.
And that bracelet.
Oh, very showy, wasn't it?
Those were all diamonds, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Apart from the emeralds that form those panther's eyes.
Hardly the thing to wear for a stroll in the country park.
No.
I'm surprised he hasn't engaged a security guard to follow her around when she's wearing it.
Yes.
He seems to be going from one extreme to the other.
Well, I wonder.
What?
You know when he found his mother, and she didn't really want to have any further contact, but she did say he could send her a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Well, he did. He chose it himself, and he wrote his own message in it and sent it off in good time, and, you know, Lillian said he's heard nothing in return. It must be difficult for him. Your own mother not even sending you a card.
Well, it's still no excuse for rudeness.
Grandad wasn't there.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I asked Stefan to check them all, even the disabled Lou's.
Oh.
There's no sign of him.
Come in.
Oh, I thought so.
Come in, Peggy. And,
Alice.
Yes, Alice. Come in, both of you.
Jack, you shouldn't be in here. This is Caroline's
what
office.
Are you up to, dear?
I've been thinking about Tom.
Oh, yes?
When he retires, what do you think about Gordon taking over?
Gordon Armstrong?
What other Gordon is there?
Who's this?
Oh, gamekeeper in the 70s. Wow.
I think he might be a very good choice. But you don't have to make the decision now.
We can't keep. We might have to advertise.
But today's Christmas Day.
Oh, is it?
Yes, look. See the cards on the mantelpiece?
Oh, yes.
I think the business can wait for one day, don't you?
Well, perhaps.
I think so.
Oh.
Come on, let's go to the lounge. There might be some people there that you know.
All right.
That's Chris. He's at the front.
Oh, Alice. Darling, do you have to go so soon?
Yeah, I should, Mum.
Well, the others will be back in a minute. Couldn't you wait just a little bit longer?
No, it's all right, Alice. You go and have some fun.
Take care of Grandad, won't you?
Yeah, of course, Mum. See you then, William. Oh, I hope the shoot goes well tomorrow.
Thanks, Dad. Bye then.
Drive careful.
Yeah, I will. Don't wait on the step. You're letting all the cold in.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
See you soon. Well, that's that then.
Hey, cheer up, Clary. Dad's only gone 2 days.
No, he didn't that.
What? Shame it's not longer, you mean?
I thought we was going to have a lovely tea. All of us. All that food left over.
Oh, there's always food left over at Christmas. We'll eat it.
I mean, couldn't Emma spare us a couple of hours?
Oh, it's like Edward said. Susan and Neil were waiting for George so they could have a Christmas day with him.
Well, it ain't about Susan and Neil, though, is it? I wanted both my boys sat down at the same table with my grandson on Christmas Day. Is that too much to ask?
No, but it's...
Because Madam decides she ain't going to come over, then Edward don't want to stop neither.
Look, don't let it spoil your day, Clary, love. It's been great apart from that, ain't it?
Wow.
Remember little George's face when that playhouse thing popped up?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
He did love it, didn't he?
let's count our blessings. I've still got some of that brandy we opened the other day. Dad's away. Just the two of us in the house.
Eddie.
Christmas night. I think we should make the most of it, love. Don't you?
Good Lord.
Mm, morning.
Have you not gone to bed or something?
No, it wasn't up that late.
Didn't expect you to be up on Boxing Day morning, Alice. Not this early, anyway.
Well, I thought I'd give a hand today.
Good Lord, I feel a bit faint. Well, I'm sure your mother'll be glad of some help.
Oh, not with lunch, Dad. Beating.
Really?
Yeah, should be good fun.
Well, why didn't you come and shoot? We could go turn and turn about on my pay.
No, that's okay.
Was Pete short of beaters, then?
Not that I know.
So why this sudden interest?
Oh, well, Chris is doing it.
Oh.
So I thought I'd help him out.
When did you come up with this idea?
Last night.
I see.
I made some coffee.
Oh, thank you. No Rory yet?
I haven't seen him, no.
Tired out after yesterday, I expect. He did very well keeping up with the adults.
He enjoyed the walk, did he?
What? Oh, cool, yeah, you were gone by the time we came back, weren't you?
Yep.
Spirited away by the ghost of Christmas Carter. What did you do? Don't I want to know?
Susan was very keen I had tea with them.
Bet she was.
It was sort of early supper, really. Emma and Ed Grundy were there with George.
Lovely.
Then Chris and I just hung out. How about your mum?
Well, we didn't do much hanging out, strange to relate.
No, really?
We popped over to Lower Loxley for an hour so Rory could play with the twins. And Ben and Josh, as it happened.
All the Brookfield posse were going over there, weren't they?
Yeah, Phil and Jill are on good form. It's very convivial.
Or did Gran and Jack come?
No, they were both rather tired. We dropped them back at the lodge. Imagine they had a fairly early night.
Jack was in his element, wasn't he?
He certainly was. Yeah, I thought Caroline was very gracious with him, considering he was behaving as if he still owned the place. Alice, if you're determined to beat today...
I am.
Well, don't feel you have to have lunch with the other beaters. You will come and eat with the guns, won't you?
Oh, okay, if you like.
Oh, I want to show my clever daughter off to my friends.
So how did you sleep, Grandad?
Oh, not bad, considering. There's nobody else staying here, so it was very quiet. Not really keen on this continental quilt thing, no?
Yeah, I did wonder.
Oh, but I can't complain, William.
Have you had breakfast yet?
Oh, that was really good. Full English and a fried slice and lots of tea and a marmalade in a little pot.
Well, I see you back in your room now.
I am. Nicely settled here in the chair by the window.
Well, as soon as we break for lunch, I'll come straight over to pick you up.
I'll be ready. Shame Elf's car's off the road, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of a coincidence. It was off the road the last time I come down for my 80th.
Yeah, odd that. Very bad luck.
Well, otherwise he could have picked me up.
Well, never mind.
Well, then you wouldn't have had to miss around. You ain't going to get into trouble, are you?
No, I told you, Grandad. Paddy will be with the guns. I'll only be having lunch with the beaters. That's the advantage with the big shoe.
Well, I'm very grateful, William.
Are you going to be all right, though? All morning in a strange place?
Oh, don't you worry about me. I got that book of old Borsetshire photos to look through, what Eddie and Clary give me.
Ah, good.
Yeah, you just concentrate on your work and turn up when you can.
Okay, well, I'd better go. Paddy needs me.
Oh, well, you get on, lad. I'll see you later. Bye.
I saw Adam in the lambing shed on the way over.
Has he started then?
Just the first couple of lambs. It'll be mad in there soon.
You didn't mind coming over to mine yesterday, did you?
No, why would I mind?
My mum.
Oh, she's all right.
She gets so bizarre around you when you didn't eat anything.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. I just had a 5-course meal.
It was like she was going to open up the shop to get something you did want.
No, it was fine. Very fine later.
Yeah.
Did you like my extra present?
No, I did. Hey, Mike's looking at us.
Yeah, he's just jealous. I thought I'd go back to that shop tomorrow. I've got some Christmas money to spend. You're not doing anything, are you?
What?
Tomorrow, clothes shopping.
You don't want me to come with you?
Of course.
To the sales?
Well, that's what boyfriends do, isn't it?
Going around clothes shops on the Saturday after Christmas.
Well, that's when you find the bargains. I'm a poor student, remember?
Alice, I love you and everything, but...
Not that much.
Nah, it's not that, it's just...
Relax, Chris, I'm going with Daisy.
Oh, thank God for that.
You can bet all your Pritchett or whatever it is that boys do.
Cool.
Maybe I'll find something for New Year's Eve.
Remember we're going up the tower about 11:30?
Yeah, sure.
Unless you want to stay with the others at the ball.
I miss you ringing in the new year. No, I'll bring a warm coat, maybe some different shoes.
We'll get straight back to the party after midnight.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, Dad says most of the rings have signed up. And he's invited Alan to come over too.
Yeah, whatever, as long as you're there.
Looks like they're about ready for the next drive.
Oh, when we break, Dad said we should join the guns for lunch.
You and me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What's better than lunch in the barn?
Well...
And I'm not missing my mum's dobe of venison.
Come on, come on. So the shoot's going well, then?
Yeah, not bad. A bit quiet on the second drive, but we made up for it.
And you got away all right?
Well, I left the car right by the last cover, so I could get away sharpish.
Oh, clever lad.
And I got a sandwich sweet on my way back.
Yeah, so you'll miss out on your proper dinner, then.
Yeah, but ain't a problem, Grandad. No, I won't starve.
And also, I can see your uncle now. Well, it's very good of you to go to all this trouble.
I don't mind. I know it's important to you. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I got it. I'm very lucky, William. I had a smashing day yesterday with you and little George.
Yeah, it was great, weren't it?
And Mildred ringing, well, that was just the icing on the cake. On the Christmas cake, you might say.
Yeah, very good. Oh, seatbelt, Grandad.
You sure you enjoyed it?
Yesterday? Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, well, I know it didn't go according to plan later on with Emma not turning up.
No.
Edward whisking George off to the Carters early. I expect Emma was helping her mum get the tea ready or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, not avoiding you.
Oh, I'm not bothered even if she was.
Really?
Well, we're a bit annoyed because mum were disappointed. That were a shame, but not having to sit around a table with Ed and Emma. Result, I reckon.
Oh.
Well, it's like she just... Whatever she does now, she can't hurt me no more.
You're not just saying that?
No, Grandad. Straight up. I don't feel... Well, I don't feel nothing for her now.
I see.
I don't love her. Don't even hate her. She can do what she likes.
Just had to tidy myself up.
Yeah, you look fine, Alice.
How's it been going your end?
It's very enjoyable.
You get quite a different perspective as a beater.
Oh, I know. When we do the beaters...
Oh, here he is.
Sorry, bit of a queue for the toilet. Hi, Brian.
Chris.
Oh, well, I can tell you it's thirsty work beating. Will you get me a G&T?
Sure.
Thanks.
You okay for a drink, Brian?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Back in a minute.
What's Chris doing here?
Well, you said to come to the guns lunch.
What?
Oh. Dad, you didn't expect me to come without Chris, did you?
Oh, yes, I did, actually. I mean, well, your mother will have to lay another place for a start. And that's assuming there's enough to go... Oh, no.
What?
See who he's talking to.
And was it what you wanted?
Oh, yeah. I haven't had much time to play with it yet, but tomorrow I'm planning
Donald,
to...
Oh, Donald, let me make the introductions. You remember Alice, don't you?
Hello.
Of course. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
This is Alice's friend, Christopher Carter.
Yes,
Chris, this is Lord Elbury.
Yeah, I know Donald.
You?
We know each other of old, Brian.
Well,
3 or 4 months. Is that right, Chris?
Something like that. It was just after I qualified anyway.
Francis Winterbury recommended Chris when dear old Arnold had to retire.
Recommended?
As a farrier, Dad.
Not that Francis rides much nowadays, what with his constituency duties and this PPS job he's got. Although I expect he made it to the Boxing Day meet. Still hunts when he can.
Yes.
Still, Chris has been doing sterling work with Leonidas and that new grey of Jacinta's.
I'm pleased to hear it. He shoes the horses here, of course. He's very talented, excellent chap.
So when Brian says friend, is he being coy? What sort of friend exactly? Or even approximately, if exactly is too embarrassing.
He's my boyfriend.
Well, now, congratulations, Chris. Bagged yourself a corker there, haven't you?
I reckon so.
And Alice, you keep hold of him. Every rider's dream to have a tame farrier on hand. Don't tell him that, of course.
Yeah, I won't.
Now, would you excuse me if I drag your father off for a moment?
No, of course.
Brian.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course, darling.
I'm a little concerned about this Ukrainian situation. I wonder if you had any intelligence on your...
Ugh, what a snob.
Who?
My dad. He changed his tune. Didn't expect you to be on first-name terms with the nobility, did he?
You meet all sorts in my job. And Donald's a good bloke. Still.
What?
I don't think it's done me any harm with Brian.
Let's just check, shall we? Yeah, this is Alf's Road, number 61.
Different place from last time.
Odd numbers on this side.
I wonder where we'll be. It's been such a long time.
Right, 65.
Didn't give much away on the phone. Mind you, he was never much of a talker, your Uncle Alf.
Here it is.
Yeah. Oh. Them window frames could do with a lick of paint, couldn't they?
Yeah, that'll be down to the landlord.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right then.
William.
What?
I was just wondering about young Nick. Yeah? Where Christmas went? You ain't heard from her, have you?
No. Well, I wouldn't expect to.
Oh, no. Because you haven't seen a bit of her recently, haven't you?
Well, a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, I bet she had her hands full with them two nippers, Christmas Day with the two of them?
Yeah, expect so. Well, she's got her mum as well, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to like her coming round when you was together. And I always got on with little Jake. I expect the babby's coming on strong too, huh?
Me, eh? Yeah, she's a lively one.
So you think you might be seeing a bit more, Nick, then, eh? In the future, like?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Sort of like it was before.
Oh, no. No, Grandad. We might have a coffee or do something with the kids, that's all.
Oh.
You know, just friends.
Yeah, right.
That's all she wants, and that's fine by me.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.